everyone. Do you say you're married? That man there, you went, yay. Oh, you're really happy. You just can't see him. He's just so happy. And you and the wife, I'd be delighted with that woman as well. He has a beautiful wife and he's giggling and that's how beautiful she is. Well, you literally can't believe your luck, can you? It's great. You're going, that's my wife. She's still with me. This is amazing. How many years are you together then?
18
years. Easy knowing we're not in America. We're like bang in the centre of London, where people don't tend to cheer a lot or celebrate things like that. If that was America, the place would have went nuts. 18 years, oh my god, yeah. Then let's have a parade. It was great in a whole room like the three people. There's couples, though, that are bizarre. I mean, I have friends of mine that are like a unit. It's either one or the other. You're like Halley's Comet. You're like a unit of a couple. And everything works perfectly. And you just shoot through life together. And your family's perfect. And your children are perfect. It's just like, we're a brilliant couple. Or you're like what I'm like, which is more kind of two trains going parallel to each other all the time. Where you're never really communicating with your wife ever. But you're trying your best. And then there's the Halley's Comet just looking at you. You should be like us. You should be like us. Everything we do is perfect. How many people here would be a Halley's Comet relationship? One, two, there's only three. That's amazing. So what? So you say you've got a brilliant marriage and it's all solid. Well done. Where's your husband?
He's in Ireland.
He's in Ireland? Is that why it's solid? Do you live here?
Well, we both live here.
You both live here?
Yeah.
And what's he in Ireland doing? What's he doing?
Break.
He's having a break? That's why it's a perfect relationship!
Is there something you'd like to say to Marie?
Yeah, she's suffocating me. It's like I have a plastic bag stuffed with kittens over my head.
We're meant to be trying for a baby.
I've told you, I don't like them.
Well, I'm not mad keen on you, but I let you live.
That's it. That is it. I want a trial separation.
Okay, that's not something I'd recommend.
But I need space. She's driving me nuts.
Yeah, the trouble is, trial separation doesn't give a sense of the long-term consequences of breaking up. Today's marriage guidance recommends a range of alternative measures to see if the grass really is green.